Hey docs, welcome to the Clinic Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Richard Avery, also known as the Effortless Clinic Coach. Really, really excited to have you here because, I am so excited to have this podcast because what I'm going to do is I'm going to reveal my secrets on how to effortlessly grow your practice to levels that you never thought possible, and not only effortlessly grow your practice, but be able to grow it extremely, extremely quickly. Now, I know some of you may be skeptical when I say that to you, but understand, I don't use that term lightly, effortlessly. I don't use that term lightly. But when I tell you my story, which I'll tell you in a couple minutes, when I tell you my story, not only will it probably really resonate with the vast majority of you, but you'll realize that what I'm going to teach you truly is effortless. And again, it will grow your practice really, really quickly. Now, listen, I know maybe you've listened to other chiropractic podcasts, maybe you've done other coaching and stuff like that. What I'm going to teach you is completely, completely different, and it's going to be a much more effective. And you're going to realize that when you go through my podcast, and again, when I talk to you about my story. You know, you know what? What I'll do is let me tell you about my story first. Number one, I opened up a clinic. I opened up my first clinic when I first graduated. What I did was when I graduated, I decided what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy into an existing practice from a doctor that's going to retire. The logic being that I'll have right away, I'll have money going into my bank account. I'll have patients that are already there and they have an established clinic that has, you know, relevance, that has great reputation and so on and so forth, right? Big mistake. Because when that chiropractor retired, understand that he's been in practice for a lot of years and he had a lot of loyal patients and they were coming to him because they were loyal to him. So when he quit, almost right away, I lost about 50% of my client base. Now, also understand that when I graduated, when I walked into that practice, that doctor stuck around with me for about 10 days, maybe 2 weeks, as it was transitioning. I also had a couple coaches, chiropractic coaches, that were helping me grow my practice, kind of go through the hurdles and just minimize that learning curve. What they were teaching me was the traditional chiropractic ways of communicating, talking about subluxation and selling, how to communicate and sell and persuade to my consult so they undergo my care and all that sort of stuff. Whatever, right? You're going to realize that what I was taught and what you've been probably taught is the worst way to talk to your patients. But anyways, I thought, you know what? They knew better. Now understand, I was kind of skeptical because I have a degree in psychology and I also have a degree in sociology. So I understand how the human brain works. I understand what motivates, what triggers people have that when they buy things and stuff like that. I understand the psychological factors that motivate people to buy. But because these coaches were in the field for a long time, they had a lot of experience, they knew better than me, especially in this particular field. So I ran with it. Then what happened? Now, back then, we were charging about $20, $30 per adjustment. And also, where I am from in Canada, we had what's called OHIP. OHIP is what we still have. But OHIP is our Ontario Health Insurance Plan, essentially, that where the government was funding $10 for every chiropractic adjustment. So where we were charging, say, $30 or $20 for an adjustment, the government would pay $10 towards that. So the patient would only pay $10 or $20, depending on what we were charging. So the government decided, you know what? Chiropractic's not worth it. We're going to drop chiropractic from the program. We're not funding any more adjustments. So we thought, okay, that's kind of nerve-wracking, but whatever. It's only $10. You know what? The patients will just absorb that and pay it, right? They didn't. Even though it was just $10, they refused to pay and they were dropping out like flies. It was unbelievable. I was stressing right out. Now, I knew the clinic was kind of getting quiet. Now, listen, I should also mention that my wife at the time was my receptionist. We had to let go of our previous receptionist because the numbers were dropping and so on and so forth. So she was working there and I was in the back office just, you know, waiting for the next patient. But the patient numbers, like I said, were dropping. And I knew that maybe, you know what, it's just an adjustment period. When the patients realize that they need to come back again, they'll absorb that $10 and they'll pay the $20 to $30 for the adjustment. They never did come back. My wife came up to me into my back room and said, "Richard, we can't pay for rent." I was like, "What?" She says, "Richard, we have no money. We can't pay for rent." It's like, oh shit. So what I did was I called my bank. Now I had a good relationship with my bank. And I said to them, I said, "Listen, I need a quick injection of capital. I need like $20,000. Can you give it to me?" And they said, yes. You know, again, I had a good credit rating, all that sort of stuff. They said, yes. When you can you pay it back? I go, when do you want me to pay it back? He said, you got 30 days. I was like, okay, God, okay. I got to pay $20,000 in 30 days. I'm broke, but I'll figure it out. Anyways, he's like, okay, so what we got to do is we got to sell our house. We got to sell our house and we got to move in with my parents. So we called the real estate agent. They came in and we were sitting at the kitchen table, my wife and I and the real estate agent. And the real estate agent said, you know what? You have a beautiful house. We had the model home. We said that you have a beautiful house, you know, we'll be able to sell it really, really quickly. And then I broke down. I started crying. Now, I'm not an emotional guy, but it just, all the overwhelm just came and just, I cried. You know, I figured, you know what? I busted my ass in chiropractic college. I spent all this money to become a chiropractor. I took all these other courses. You know, I'm a doctor. I'm a pillar of the community. I should not be in this position. I should be wealthy. I should have a strong practice, this and that. But here I am failing not only myself, but also my wife. And I broke down. I probably excused myself from the table, went into the bathroom, cleaned myself up, and I stopped. I stopped. I looked in the mirror. I remember this as if it was yesterday. It was almost like out of a movie. I stopped. I looked at myself in the mirror. I said, we're not selling the house. I'm going to change things up. I'm going to stop using what these chiropractic coaches taught me. I'm going to stop the way they taught me on how to convince my patients to undergo my care, to sell to my patients, so on and so forth. So I left. I left the bathroom, went back into the kitchen, sat at the table with the real estate agent, my wife, and I said to the real estate agent, I go, I apologize for wasting your time. Thank you so much, but we're not going to sell. I looked over my wife. My wife's mouth dropped wide open. She was in complete shock. I said, it's okay, hon. So I excused the, I walked the real estate agent out of my house, closed the door. I said, listen, hon, we're going to change things up. We're going to do it my way. I know how to properly communicate to my consults. I'm going to convert. So this is what I had to do. Because of that, what I had to do is I had to rapidly grow my practice. I had to not only rapidly grow my practice, closing a lot of new patients, but I had to drive in a lot of new patients to my office. Not only did I have to drive in a lot of new patients to my office, but I had to dramatically increase the cost of my care. Now understand, patients were not undergoing my care or continue with my care because they didn't want to pay that extra $10. So where I was charging $20 to $30 for my treatments, they didn't want to pay that extra $10, okay? So they only had to pay $20 or $30 out of their pocket, but they refused. So not only did I have to drive a lot of new patients, I had to close a lot of new patients, I had to charge more, and I had to pay back the bank loan. It's like, my wife's like, how are you going to do it? I go, don't worry, I'm going to figure it out. Long story short, I figured it out. I discovered the secrets. I created my system where I nearly went bankrupt to opening up 8 clinics in less than 2 years, in 22 months to be exact. I went from nearly going bankrupt to 8 clinics in less than 22 months, and I retired by the time I was 39. I always say 40, so it's a round number, but I actually retired by the time I was 39. I was killing it. The reason why is because I understand what motivates people to undergo my care. I understand the triggers that motivate people to undergo my care, but not only that, but they pay higher fees for my services, were loyal to my treatments, and I had about a 90% conversion ratio. Initially, I had about an 85% conversion ratio. Then I went up to 90% conversion rate as I started to improve my system. What I found in a nutshell, and again, there's other things, and we're going to talk about this in my podcast. What I discovered, and what I knew all along, in fact, I didn't discover, I knew all along. Listen, we all know that no one likes to be sold to, right? No one likes to be sold to, but everybody likes to buy. So if we know that no one likes to be sold to, why are chiropractic coaches insistent on teaching you how to communicate to sell to your consults? It doesn't make sense, right? So if you're trying to persuade, if you're trying to convince, if you're trying to sell to your consults, what you're actually doing is you're creating barriers to converting that consult into new patients. And not only are you creating barriers to convert that consult into a new patient, but you're creating barriers where you're not able to charge higher justified fees for your care. So now you're worried about them dropping out of care or not undergoing your care. So what do? You lowball yourself. You lowball yourself. So you charge lower fees just to make sure that that patient goes under your care. Here's the problem with that. There's basically two things. It's actually three things. Number one, there's no fair exchange of value, right? There's no fair exchange of value. So you're providing this great service to this patient, but you're not being fairly compensated, right? Number two, you're not developing the lifestyle you want, right? You're not developing the lifestyle you want. So if you're paying, if your patients are paying basically pennies on the dollar, you're not making enough money to give you the lifestyle that you want. And listen, you busted your butt to become a chiropractor. You've taken all these extra courses and all that sort of stuff. And here you are paying pennies on the dollar. The other thing is this. When you do that, and where the problem lies, where about 80% of the chiropractors out there, probably even yourself, you've now positioned yourself as a chiropractic commodity clinic. And that's the worst case. And if you don't know what a commodity chiropractic clinic is, a commodity, if you don't know, is an item where people's decision to buy that particular item is based on the cost of that item and not the value of that item. Again, a commodity is where a consult or a person's decision to buy that particular item is based on the cost and not the value of that item. The prime example is like carrots, right? Or potatoes. Every grocery store buys or has them. Every grocery store sells them. So when you're going through the flyers or whatever, going online looking at the cost, what are you going to do? You're going to go to the store that costs less, right? Why? Because it's a commodity. So what happens is when people are chiropractic coaches, they're teaching doctors how to run their practice, what they're actually doing is they're turning yourself into a chiropractic commodity clinic or a commodity chiropractic practice where, again, patients' decision to undergo your care is based on the cost of your care and not the value. And that's exactly what happened with me. That's exactly why I was struggling. That's exactly why people dropped out of my care. What they were actually doing is they're coming to my clinic based on the fees. So when another chiropractor down the road said, you know what, we'll absorb that $10 that the government is not charging you. You only have to pay the same price that you're always paying. We'll absorb that $10. So what did they do? They all went there. They all went to these other chiropractic practices. However, I discovered the secrets on how to get people to base a decision on my value of my care. And how did I do that? Well, number of things, but going back to kind of the, one of the fundamental things or one of the main components is, again, going back to the fact that no one likes to be sold to, but everybody likes to buy. Well, again, you never want to sell because people don't like to be sold to. So what do people do when they buy? Well, when they're in buying mode, they're actually convincing themselves that they need that product or that service, right? They're actually convincing themselves. So I developed a system of communicating to my consults, to my patients, to my potential patients, where I got them to sell themselves on my care. I got them to sell themselves on my care. And when they sell themselves, what are they doing? They're understanding that, man, this doctor is the best doctor for me. This doctor is going to give me the results that I've been desperately seeking. This is the one. It doesn't matter where he's located. This is a doctor that's going to give me the results that I need. And guess what? If they're convincing themselves that you are their best option, guess what? They're going to be willing to pay much higher fees for your care because they're not only convincing themselves on your care, but you communicate in such a manner where they've created so much value or you create so much perceived value in your care in the eyes of your potential patient that they're going to pay more. So now what happens? Not only will they pay more, they see you as the best option, but they're going to be more committed. And what do I mean by being more committed? They're going to make their treatments. They're going to be less pain in the ass patients. They're going to be less high maintenance patients. Not only that, but they're going to travel distances to come to see you. In fact, when I had my 8 clinics, I had people literally, and I know this is going to sound hard to believe, but I had patients literally coming from around the world to come see me from my office. I had people coming from Kenya. I had people coming from Australia, Philippines, India, all to come to my clinic specifically. But my average patient, they were coming from right across the country, okay, from different provinces, way out in different areas, like maybe 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hours away in my province and all that sort of stuff. Because again, my clinic was positioned where people saw the value of my care. And here's the other thing. What I also did, I made my clinic separate from everybody else. I made my clinic, I positioned my clinic as the go-to clinic in the area and all the surrounding areas. I became the leading authority, and that's why people were coming from great distances coming specifically to my office. And I was charging a hell of a lot more, like 10 times more than what the average chiropractor was charging. And that's how I was able to grow my practice from a single clinic where I almost went bankrupt to 8 clinics in less than 2 years. And here's the thing as well. My philosophy in life is to kick back and relax. I want to put minimal effort into things, but have maximum return. And that's why my system is called Effortless. Because I've created my system so it's truly effortless where I get maximum gains. And that's, again, how I was able to grow from a single clinic to 8 clinics in less than 2 years. And like I said, I retired by the time I was 39. And in that time, in actually 10 years, I was a coach. I was a chiropractic coach teaching doctors how to grow their practice and so on and so forth. Again, truly effortlessly. And again, being able to charge much higher fees for their services. Then ultimately what I did, you know, one of the most common, and let me kind of take a step back for a second. So again, my philosophy in life and my practice and so on and so forth is to put minimal effort. Even when it comes to my marketing. Now, I do all my marketing myself. In my podcast, I'll talk to you about my marketing and my viral marketing techniques and all that sort of stuff. But really, I spend about 10 minutes creating an ad. I put it out there. I check on it maybe once a week, every couple of weeks, just to check the stats. But I get a flood of consults coming to my office. In fact, talk about that. My conversion is so high. Like I said, it's about a 90% conversion ratio. My ads work exceptionally well. So much so that I do a lot of Facebook ads. And Facebook actually decreases my ad costs because my ads are so relevant, because I get so many comments, so many likes, so many shares, and so on and so forth. So what they actually do, they actually decrease my cost of care and give me much more exposure because, again, my ads are so relevant. In fact, because of that, I actually decrease my marketing spend. I don't need to drive a whole bunch of patients to my office because I have such a high conversion ratio. And when you have a high conversion ratio, you kick back. I never worry about it. You know, once in a while, I'll have my peaks and valleys in my clinic and stuff like that. But I'm going to show you exactly how to do this in my clinic podcast, okay? I'm really, really excited to talk to you about that. And you're going to love my podcast. And also this, understand that what I teach you is based on the psychology of human behavior. So it doesn't matter what your personality type is. It doesn't matter if you like selling or you don't like selling. I personally don't like selling, and that's why this system works so well. So again, it doesn't matter what your personality type is. Introvert, extrovert, quiet talker, loud talker, like selling, don't. It doesn't matter because it'll all work for anybody regardless of the personality type because of the way you communicate to your patients because it works on the psychological aspect of getting your patients to undergo your care, again, seeing the relevance of your care, the value of your care, and so on and so forth, all right? So listen, let me tell you one other thing. So you're wondering where I am right now. If you're watching this on video, you're probably wondering where I am right now. Well, I'm in my new clinic. Now, the reason why I have this practice is because, like I said, I've been in coaching for the last 10 years after I quit my other practices, my 8 clinics. One of the most common questions I get from doctors, they always say, Richard, you know what? Is your system really that effortless? You know, given the way the economic times right now, the competition and so on and so forth, is it really that effortless to open up and grow a practice? So one morning I woke up. I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to open up a practice. I'm going to open up a practice from scratch and video document everything, every step of the way in real time as it was happening. Now understand, like I said, I've been coached for the last 10 years. So I didn't have any equipment. I didn't have a clinic location. I didn't have a clinic name. I didn't even have a business name to practice. I didn't have a phone number. I didn't have any POS system or anything. And I didn't have any Google reviews. I didn't have anything. I was literally starting from scratch as if I was a new doctor. But what I did, I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to throw in as many obstacles as I possibly can to show you I threw in as many obstacles as I possibly can to hinder my clinic growth, to sabotage my clinic growth, to prove to you that it doesn't matter what obstacles you face, you can still grow a thriving practice, and you can grow a thriving practice overnight. So let me tell you what I did. So number one, like I said, I didn't have any Google reviews. So I decided what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up in a small town. Okay, where the population was relatively low, to prove to you that you don't need to open up in a city with this massive population to have a highly successful practice. Number two, I decided to open up in a town that had a lot of competition, a lot of chiropractors, a lot of physiotherapists, massage therapists, a lot of practitioners in general, just to show you that it doesn't matter where you're located, how much competition is out there, you can still grow a wildly successful practice. Now, understand that in a small town, people are very, very loyal to established practices. They're a bit apprehensive about going to a new practice because you're new to the kid on the block, okay? The other thing is I opened up in a very, very small practice. In fact, I only basically had one room, okay? And I opened up my practice on just $7,000, actually less than $7,000. What I wanted to do was I wanted to pretend that either I was a starving student that didn't have a lot of money to throw in, or I was a struggling doctor that didn't have a lot of money to invest in their practice, just to show you that you don't need to have a lot of money to open up a practice, and you don't need this massive, elaborate clinic. So my one room is where I did my consultation, my examination, and my treatments, okay? So my consults and my ROFs, my treatments, all in one room. Before I even opened up my practice for the very first time, when I did my marketing, which was, I think it was like a week or two before I opened up my practice, my schedule was fully inundated, was fully full of consults waiting to undergo my consultation before I even opened up my doors for the first time, okay? Immediately, I established myself as the go-to practice in my community. And I grew my practice exceedingly fast, okay? I went from basically zero to $25,000 net in profit within just 60 days. It's actually less than 60 days. And I grew my practice there on out month after month, and actually year after year. I've only had my practice for 3 years. Now, here's the kicker as well. Not only did I have all those obstacles in my way, but just before I opened up my practice, just a few months after I opened up my practice, COVID hit, the pandemic hit. So what was happening? Everybody was shutting down their offices, decreasing their hours. Some practices were even closing up business because they couldn't keep open. My practice instead, I thrived. Despite the lockdowns, despite people being worried and all that sort of stuff, I actually thrived. In fact, during COVID, I expanded twice in that time frame. And now I have this office here, which is much larger than I had. And I continue to thrive. Why? Because I continue to market. I continue to be the go-to clinic. In fact, my average patient base comes from a radius about an hour and a half away. I charge a lot more than the average chiropractor. Probably, eight times more. Maybe about seven times more, depending on the clinic. But let's say 5 to 7 times more than the average chiropractor in my area. But my average patient base came from a radius about an hour and a half away, which means that people bypass all these other practices to come to my clinic because of my care. My furthest patient came about 7 hours away. Now, I've had patients come from 7 hours away, 5 hours away, 3 hours away, 2 hours away, from great distances, coming specifically to my clinic. Why? Because of what I'm going to teach you in my podcast. So listen, if that hasn't pumped you up, then I don't know what will, but listen, what I'm going to teach you will absolutely blow you away. Listen, I'm no one special. Understand that I'm no one special, but I know how to properly communicate with my system, and it is truly effortless. And you're going to realize it as you go through my podcast. So listen, I'm going to be pumping out an episode. I'm going to try to put it out every Monday. The reason why I'm going to put it out every Monday is so that at the start of the week, on your way to the clinic, you can get motivated. You can learn what I'm going to teach you, implement it that day, and start to increase your conversion rate, increase your position in your community, and become the go-to practice, and develop the clinic that you've always dreamed about, one that people are going to envy, the one that'll give you the lifestyle that you and your family deserve. So listen, docs, thank you so much for joining me here. I'm really, really excited to have you here, and we'll see you in the next episode. Take care, docs.